works best for them. So that's the kind of behavior component, what we're doing. But there's also a big component around what we're thinking about. And so shifting thought to noticing more of the positives that are happening throughout the day, even in situations that might seem bad, they seem stressful, there might be positive silver linings to look for. So we work on skills to try to look for those positives, attend more to those positives. And then the other aspect is really spending more time reflecting on things that have happened in the past and things that we expect to happen in the future, and building up the positive emotions and enjoyment around those. So thinking about really nice time with friends and enjoying a nice dinner together, and really spending time savoring that, reflecting on it, and experiencing those emotions even after it passes. And for the future, thinking about things that are coming up down the road, things that you want to do, things you're planning, and building up the positives around that, and also recognizing your own ability to make those things happen.
What about infants, as we discussed before? Can parents help them develop positive emotions?
Yes, certainly. So we know that emotions are socialized by parents very early in development, in infancy, probably even some potential prenatal contributions to that. So parents are really a primary source of kind of modeling these emotional experiences. And so we have a tendency to interact with infants, to be responsive to them, to smile, to laugh. So there's often that kind of natural engagement that happens, but some parents may have more difficulty with that. And so thinking about ways that we can work with those parents even earlier in trying to increase those positives in those interactions with the infants, increase that back and forth, connecting around something interesting or fun, and building up those experiences early.
I'm sure that some parents listening here are frustrated about their teens or tweens' mental health. Their kids won't talk to the parents. So what can the parents do to help them?
Preteens and teenagers often experience a lot of mood changes. There's a natural kind of fluctuations in mood that we see. And then when we think about depression, we're talking about a more severe, more kind of lasting negative mood state. And that's causing problems for the teen. And so things that parents can do, you know, really being aware of what's going on with their teens, trying to know what they're doing, how they're spending their time, looking for ways to kind of connect with them around things that they enjoy, looking for those opportunities to build those connections and to have those points to talk and to build that close relationship. It's important for parents to look for signs of depression if they're noticing major changes in their teens in terms of maybe being more irritable than usual, or decreases in their grades, having more difficulty with school, or really not wanting to do things and not wanting to engage with friends or activities or things the way that they typically are, and trying to talk with them and figure out what's going on. And that's difficult, but starting to initiate those conversations. And also, if they are concerned about their teen, reaching out to a professional to get help, because we do have treatments for depression. And it's important to try to get help as soon as possible to help teens to learn skills to manage depression, to recover, and to build up more skills for the future.
And those current treatments you mentioned, like the cognitive behavioral therapy or drugs, do those effects from that last a long time?
Yes, they can. And so for cognitive behavioral therapy, that really focuses on learning these skills related to patterns of thinking, behaviors, and actions that impact emotions. And so learning those skills can really lead to lasting changes in terms of how people cope with emotions and being able to get through times of depression. And so we do know that depression often recurs, even for people who have had treatment. There's a high likelihood of developing another depressive episode, but having those skills in place can be helpful to get through it and to know kind of what to expect and to know what to do to get through that time. But it's also important to note when we're thinking about children and teens who are maybe getting treatment really early in life, that might not be enough to last all of their life, but knowing when to look out for the signs, understanding what's happening within oneself, and when maybe it might be time to get other types of treatment as well, to reach out to a professional again. And so with something like CBT, it can be helpful to kind of come back and get some refreshers on different skills, get some more practice, maybe feeling ready to then work on that on their own. But there might be multiple times of treatment throughout life.
Dr. Autumn Kajawa of Vanderbilt University, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
There's a shortage of housing in America, and available properties are priced too high for most buyers. Do rules that limit housing developers need to be changed? With more, here's InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Brian Kaplan, professor of economics at George Mason University. He's now the author of Build Baby Build, The Science and Ethics of Housing Regulation. Professor Kaplan, we see headlines fairly often these days suggesting that Americans in their 20s and 30s essentially have given up hope of buying a home. Is that claim overstated?
Well, that's got to be overstated. There are plenty of people who do buy homes. It depends upon what part of the country you're in. But the idea that it's just hard to afford to buy a home these days is very true.
In your graphic novel, you suggest that the reason housing supplies are so low, which of course leads to high prices, is a regulatory system that treats developers like criminals. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. We've got a system where we've got the technology to go and build skyscrapers, but it's almost impossible to get permission to do that in places where you'd want to build them. For multifamily housing, it's basically the same story. 80% of residential land set aside for single family homes. Even if you just want to build a single family home, it's very standard now to have a minimum amount of land so large that you have to waste most of your land. So you have to put a house on an acre of land. It's crazy.
You see a lot of other social and cultural issues related to housing that maybe the average person may have never considered. Can you just outline a few of those?
Absolutely. Inequality. People complain a lot about rising inequality. Here's the thing. When you go and strangle the housing industry to make housing a lot more expensive, it makes it more expensive for everybody, but poor people spend more of their income on housing. And so you are disproportionately harming poor people when you make housing more expensive. Social mobility. Used to be there was a really easy way for someone to get a better life for themselves than in the United States, which is just move to a high-wage part of the country. Now, however, that doesn't generally work because usually if you move to a high-wage part of the country, the extra housing cost will burn up more than 100% of your wage gains. So there's just not much point in moving. Other problems, fertility. One of the main reasons people keep living with their parents is because housing costs so much. And as long as you're living with your parents, you're probably not going to get married and even less likely to have any kids. So yeah, if we could go and make housing cheaper, this is going to be a boon to family formation. This is one where there are at least several papers going over it, and it does seem like the story is actually true.
Would this loosening of restrictions be state by state or on a federal level? And just what would you envision would happen at that point?
Yeah, honestly, I'll take whatever I can get. The deregulation that's happened in the U.S. so far is usually state governments going and telling local governments that they can't do such strict single-family zoning anymore, which is fine as far as it goes. There's plenty of things that can be done at all levels. At the federal level, there are some very strict and unreasonable environmental review requirements for doing a lot of developments. There's actually quite a bit of federal encouragement of community activists who almost always just want to stop housing, honestly. So you don't become a community activist to go and allow people to go and build stuff. You become an activist to go and cause problems and complain. And honestly, a big theme of this book is that complainers have way too much power. And yeah, sure. Anytime you build something, you can come up with some reasons why it's a bad thing. You build a skyscraper, it blocks my light. But I just say it was just better when we didn't pay much attention to complainers and said tough luck. And what we get is much cheaper housing, some of which you or your kids are likely to be able to live in.
We started this interview talking about people in their 20s and 30s and their possibilities for home ownership. Do you have any words of encouragement for them?
I mean, I guess I would say that the really good news about the United States is that because the policy is set at the state and local level, you can actually escape areas with terrible regulation and go to places that are more reasonable. So, you know, Texas has expanded in population tremendously because it's got much less housing regulation, which means much lower prices than most of the rest of the country. There's just a lot of people that have moved there, millions, because they can afford to get a nice house without having a really high paid job. If you go to Texas, I spent a lot of time there during COVID. People there feel like their housing is expensive, but it's like, all right, you for like $300,000 to live 30 minutes outside of one of the biggest cities in your state, and it costs you $300,000. That sounds really good to a lot of people in the US anyway. So it's one where it's not like they've deregulated. Instead, it's just like they'd never had that much regulation and they're sort of sticking with it. Although even there in some cities like Austin, they have some pretty bad policies.
Brian Kaplan, professor of economics at George Mason University and now the author of Build Baby Build. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Thanks to this week's contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman. I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can make up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper. I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind.
Baby, don't say no so quick. You This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no ring on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know. Just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Want it. Yeah, it sounds pretty good now. Go ahead. So, baby, let's get on it. You're gonna love it, you can bet.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. Denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look. at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
No one that can make me feel so good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love is died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Some days I don't feel like trying. Some days, you know, I wanna just give up. When it doesn't matter who's right, fight about it all night, had enough. You give me that look. I'm sorry, baby, let's make up. You do that. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, you almost fell out. Too stuck together from the ATL. Whoa, whoa, feeling kinda sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick. I say, whoa, whoa, what you gonna do with that? Whoa, whoa, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some melodies that get stuck up in your head. Whoa, whoa, up in your head. Whoa, won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
They got whiskey river on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock bro clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. A bunch of good time numbers on the stall door, sure of you on the dartboard. Damn.
them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean. Still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today, now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky. Feel lucky today.
Woo! Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy, cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy, cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
for all you sophisticated ladies out there. Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car. Graduation, sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan.
Riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, turn.
can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know.
Do you have unfinished or unstarted portable art projects? Then pack them up and bring them to the new monthly gathering at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Make what you brung on the first Wednesday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. In the company of other friendly creatives, you'll work on your project while chatting with others, sharing ideas, enjoying the camaraderie and productivity of yourself and others. Bring a snack and or refreshments if you'd like. Check out the CWCC Facebook page for updates on this event and others. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Millions in Mexico are hitting the polls today to elect a new president. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Presidenta, presidenta.
It's almost for sure Mexico will have a presidenta, or female president. Both top candidates are women.
In South Africa's elections, the ANC has lost its majority for the first time since 1994. This means the formation of the nation's first coalition government is likely.
We ask for all electoral stakeholders to please remain calm and for voices of reason to continue to prevail.
A ceasefire deal is on the table to end the war in Gaza, but there are questions from both sides. The BBC's Mohammed Taha.
Apparently, the first not to accept the proposal is the Israeli government.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says it won't happen until all the hostages are released and Hamas is out of power. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we will see quite a bit of sunshine for today. High temperatures warming to near the 80-degree mark. A light southeast wind. Tonight, more clouds and upper 50s. We could see a late-night shower, but the better chance of rain will arrive Monday. Right now, it's 55.
Somebody save me, me from myself. I spent so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost. So damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
What if the night sky was missing?
And the local motels, when they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do.
is coming with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when Mama asked him to bring Daddy home. And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end asking her if she had been singing the song. Singing, move on highway, go on along, go on Daddy till you get back home. Go on family, go on crew, go on Mama like I ask you to do. And go on 18-wheeler, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on Daddy till you get back home.
Shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff, iced up in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough. Country on up ahead. Girl, you so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all we did. You got me high on kisses, you got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music.